Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I want to bring to you today two dreams, very short dreams, and a word that the Lord gave me. But first, I want to share something that the Lord opened my eyes to while reading the book of Esther yesterday, which was Purim, is about the story of Esther, what happened, the deliverance of God's people. Please hang in there with me to the end of this video so you can hear the dreams and the word that the Lord has given me in the last couple of weeks. Okay, so what the Lord showed me while I was reading the book of Esther was about how the Jewish people did not obey the wicked laws of the Persian king and his confidant Haman. Excuse me. As a matter of fact, it says in Esther 3:8 that Haman went to the king, and this is what he said. He said, "There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom," which was Persia, "that their laws are different from all other peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain." So what this verse is talking about is that Haman went to the king and said, basically, that the Jewish people are not keeping your laws, therefore they need to be exterminated. And that's exactly what the king did. He made an edict so that they would go and destroy in all the different cities in his country all the Jewish people, and to destroy them, to kill them, including the children, in one single day. Now, we know the story of how this goes. We know that Queen Esther then calls the Jewish people to fast for 3 days, and the Jewish people cried out to God, and the Lord heard their cry, and the tables were turned around, and instead of the whole Jewish race being wiped out, instead, Haman and his evil ways were revealed, and he was the one who got trapped in his own trap, and he was killed. There are other places in the Bible also where we see godly people obeying God's laws instead of the law of the land. We see that with the midwife, with Moses, who hid Moses, even though there was a law to kill all male babies, and she disobeyed the law. We see that with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who they refused to bow down and worship the golden statue. So they were thrown into the fiery furnace because this was a law that you needed to bow down to the statue. Daniel, he was also thrown into the lion's den. Why? Because he broke the law of praying. You weren't supposed to pray to any other god. And he prayed to the Lord God Almighty 3 times a day. So he was thrown into the lion's den. Paul, if you think about Paul, he was jailed several times for preaching Jesus. And apparently this was against the Roman law. So what the Lord was showing me through all of this is that we, as today, we need to be careful to trust only, not only in trusting in the Lord, but to obey the Lord, even if it contradicts and defies the law of the land. You know, today we find that the church often teaches that we are to obey the laws of the land no matter what. And they put the laws of man above God's, and they trust in man and disregard what the Word says. And they disregard the following of the Holy Spirit. It is only the godly people or the godly person who will obey the Lord no matter the cost. And going back to the book of Esther, we see that's what Mordecai did. He refused to bow down to anyone but God. And he was breaking the law. So right now, I think it is important for us to understand that in these last days, we are going to be persecuted, just like the Jewish people in the times of Esther, where they were wanting to wipe out the whole Jewish race because they weren't following their laws. We're going to be seeing this persecution coming, brothers and sisters. We're going to be persecuted for our faith and our beliefs and standing on the laws of God. And we're not just going to be persecuted by the government, but by our friends and family, unfortunately, for many will not understand. And it's going to take great strength and courage to stand up for Jesus and not to bow down to any ungodly forces. This is a choice that each one of us is going to have to be making, I think, fairly soon. Now, I want to go ahead and share with you these three messages, dreams, message, word that I received from the Lord in the last couple weeks. After I finished reading the book of Esther, the Lord asked me to go look in my journal and to review the things he had given me. And when I did that, I saw three that jumped out at me that I felt I was to share with you. The first one is an extreme warning for America. The second one is about the condition of the world right now. And the third one is about escaping a trap. All right. So this dream I received on the 20th of February, 2022. And I saw two military jeeps parked on a street. And I could see from my point of view, that there was a huge dead eagle lying in the front seat of each of the jeeps. There were two eagles, and they were both lying on the front seat of each jeep. And then I saw a woman come into the first jeep, and she picked up the dead eagle, and I saw her tie a string around its neck, and I saw her hang the carcass up from the top frame of the jeep window. So it was just hanging there for all to see. And then she did the exact same thing to the other dead eagle in the second jeep. It was like it was a double death for these eagles as they hung from the jeep window. Hold on, brothers and sisters. This was a very disturbing dream for me. You can imagine. When I woke, I was shocked and I was dismayed. And I knew that an eagle in my dreams represented America. Because I've had a lot of dreams about the American eagle. But usually they have been hurt or they've been maimed. But I have never seen in my dream or dreams an eagle dead. So I knew that this was a very serious warning. Now, I believe that the military jeeps that were there represents war. I believe that the two, as in the two jeeps and the two eagles, could not just represent America, but possibly Europe, because the Roman Empire had eagles as well for their symbol. So it could be about America and Europe. And two can also represent a witness. And this is a witness of what is to come. So this is another urgent warning, brothers and sisters, to be praying right now. Even though we know that judgments are here and that they're going to continue to be coming, we do not know the timing for any of this. So let's continue to pray for mercy in the midst of these judgments. And pray for your fellow believers, especially now around the world, that they were to be hidden under the shadow of his wings, like it says in Psalms 91. All right, and the next word that I want to bring to you, I received this word upon awakening on March 1st, 2022, and I heard these words. I heard, pray against the spirit of murder. Pray against the spirit of murder. Now, this word that I received goes along with the story of Haman in the book of Esther. For he wanted to murder all of God's people, every single last one of them. And today, we are seeing this same spirit of murder. We're seeing it in society, and we're seeing it in the Babylon and the Babylonian nations today. All right, the last dream, flash dream that I want to share with you, I got on the 13th of March of 2022. And in this dream vision, I saw a spider web. And I saw it had been broken through, literally in half. And the strands of web were blowing in the wind. The interpretation I received was this. I asked the Lord what this was about because I didn't understand it. And immediately I heard that the bird has escaped out of the snare. And I knew that the Lord was referencing Psalms 124, 7 through 8, which talks about, it says, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. So what the Lord was showing me through this flash dream is that the spider web represents a trap or snare that the enemy Satan and his minions are setting up for God's people. And it's just like the fowler's snare in that verse I just read to you, which is much like a spider web because both of them are traps meant for the destruction of its prey. This is the ultimate goal of Satan, the destruction of anything godly, anything good, including godly people. And it is through deception and lies that he will do this, that he will lead many into his web, or into the fowler's snare. Now the good news is this, according to the passage I just read, that his people escape the snare and they are set free. And this is our prayer, because it says our help is in the name of the Lord. So that's where we run to, brothers and sisters. We run to God. He is our strong tower. And I will end with that verse. It's one of my favorite verses, and I use it all the time during spiritual warfare, and that is Proverbs 18:10. For the Lord is our strong tower, the righteous run to it, and are kept safe.